What's going on, wrestling fans? Welcome into another edition of Near Falls with D-Hall, a wrestling podcast. Today, it is my favorite episode of the year. My favorite project, the Whipio preseason preview. So pumped up to release this to you guys. Just right off the bat, we're doing it a little bit different than we did last year. Last year, I had them all together on one. It was like 3 hours long. It was a lot. This year, I'm changing it up. Each single team is going to have their own little video, their own little episode of the pod. So you won't have to sift through all the other stuff. Super excited for that. We talked to all these different coaches, man. I had 30 guys come on from across AA and AAA, which shattered my goals for this year, which is awesome. So yeah, man, just super excited to release this to you guys. It was a lot of fun. These coaches were open and honest. They had great insight, and for me, man, just to sit down and listen to these guys talk about what they're wrestling, there's not much better in my world. So without further ado, here is the Whipio preseason preview. Thank you guys, love Jens, as always, brought to you by Switch Custom Apparel.
Welcome to the Near Falls Whipio Show, where D-Hall and Kaz are gonna tell you all the things you wanna know. Whether it's Trinity or Spencer Lee or Mr. Kurt Angle, just ask Vinny D, Whipio, Ken and Mac for sure. They got the interviews to serve your soul.
Okay, joining me next on the call, my good friend, Franklin Regional head wrestling coach, Matt Levy. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. How are you, my man?
Oh, man, super, super pumped up. Tis the season. It's getting cold outside. College wrestling has already kicked off. They're scrapping. The Clarion Open was this weekend. That was a lot of fun. But yeah, man, super excited to talk to you. I'm sure you're as excited as I am.
Absolutely, man. When I get the text from you, it's exciting. You know, our guys are excited. You know, like you said, the college wrestling's going on. It's following some great results. We got a lot of guys that are obviously competing and following those guys at the college level. So, you know, it's exciting time, and we're kind of excited to get our season started.
Love that. Love that. Coach, one of the questions I am asking, you touched on a little bit, who are some of those guys that are wrestling in college right now that are Franklin Regional alums?
Yeah, so we have Colton Camacho, who's at Pitt. You know, one has wrestled off at 125 pounds, and also there with them, Finn Solomon, who transferred in from North Carolina State, won his wrestle off, his initial wrestle off at 149. So, you know, kind of having those guys local here is great. We have, I don't know if you saw the results over the weekend, but Garrett Thompson is wrestling at Ohio University, had a big win over Peyton Hall, who again, West Virginia guy for me, always root for West Virginia, but Garrett had a great win over Peyton Hall. So that was a great win. Got to share a little text with him. That was, excited for him that he had a great start to the season. Carter Dibert out at Arizona State still. And I saw they had their initial wrestle off that he won there, but I think there was, you know, somebody else might've been out. So I think that one's kind of still going on. Then we have as well, Nate Stone and Gavin Becker at UPJ, Mason Spears at Brown that is wrestling there. And Bird Marion, I believe is with St. Vincent starting this year is wrestling there as well. So got a bunch of guys that, you know, that are competing at the collegiate level, and we're excited for, to follow their success all year.
Love that, Coach. Yeah. You guys have quite a few guys. Some guys are going to have more than others, but I knew I had to leave a little bit of extra time for the old Franklin Regional. You guys always have a few guys wrestling in college.
Yeah, no, I appreciate it. We're excited for those guys. That's one thing I think that about our program that's always been awesome. And not only that, when the guys come back, they are just givers. They come back in the room. They like to, you know, teach, you know, some of the things they're learning. So it's a tradition that we've been having going on for a while here that, you know, we had a lot of success with, you know, a lot of those guys from our state championship team. And even before that, with, you know, Nico Megalutis back before, but we're excited for these guys for their season and for them to come back. And, you know, hopefully some of our guys on the current team continue that same, you know, have that trajectory into the same, you know, level.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Okay. Next thing we got to get into. I saw over the course of the offseason, you guys had some camps going on. You touched on a little bit, bringing back some of those guys. Overall, how has the offseason program gone for you guys?
Yeah, we've had a great offseason. We've been going here. We picked up pretty heavy, like you said. A lot of our guys are doing stuff over the summer camps and things, and you know, competing pretty heavily. But we've been picked up since Labor Day, right after Labor Day, where we've been going, you know, multiple days a week. And you know, we've had a great room all the way through. With, you know, I think the other day we had probably had over 30 guys in the room. So between junior high, high school, and there, our guys have been consistent. They're showing up. They're working hard, and you know, we had a really, really good junior high group. So it's kind of nice. We got some of those eighth graders moving up in the ninth grader and those eighth grades. So our older guys are working really hard, but it's always nice to watch the younger guys come in, because I think it also brings, you know, they don't know any better other than working hard. So sometimes when the older guys, you know, kind of want to try to take it easy, these guys aren't having it, right? They want to kind of show that they want to get better and compete. So it's been a great offseason for us.
Awesome, awesome stuff. Okay, Coach, as you guys get into the offseason, or past the offseason, the season starts to ramp up here, who are some of the leaders that you're leaning on to help guide this team?
Yeah, I think the first two that come to mind for us right away is Ty Capusta, who's a, you know, two-time returning place winner, you know, and then Bear Marion, who was, you know, placed in the States 2 years ago, ranked really high last year, and then, you know, didn't quite have the ending that he wanted to at the end of last year. So I think those two guys speaking is, you know, they've had a lot of success. They've won a lot. They've competed at some great tournaments. I think them are the natural two guys that we're looking to as a staff, but also I think the other guys kind of naturally look up to, right? It kind of takes, they work hard. They compete very well. And, you know, they obviously know that we can have a lot of success, and they know we have some young guys. So they take, you know, great responsibility in that, being good leaders. And, you know, Bear was playing football, so he just came back, and Ty's really, really been doing a great job with our young guys. And Bear jumped back in. They got knocked out. He went to a football meeting and showed up to practice the same day right after they were done. So, you know, again, those guys, they kind of, I think that's the great thing. They've watched other guys, good guys that have done it through here, and they have expectations of being good. And now it's kind of their turn to pass it on to the young guys.
Love that. Love that. Okay, Coach. We talked about your leaders. Who are, or what is some of the coaching staff that is alongside you?
So we have Greg Sill, who's been with the whole time that I've been head coach here. He's been here and doing a great job. Without Greg, there's, you know, this is tough to do, right? I got three girls that are pretty heavily involved in soccer. And so Coach Sill's been awesome, you know, the whole way through. He teaches in the school. He wrestled at Edinburgh. So he's somebody that I lean on pretty heavily. And in addition, Gus Solomon is back, who, again, is somebody else that you can't ask for a better person. You know, went to the Naval Academy, high character. The kids look up to him. And, again, kind of my right-hand man. We also have Tim Florian back, who's been coach. He's been our character coach and been doing a great job for us there. So he puts a lot of emphasis on, you know, teaching our guys to be great young men and wrestlers. So we love having him. And then our junior high staff, Ralph Petraka and Steve Strumble, are just unbelievable guys that, you know, Ralph kind of, you know, bleeds blue and gold and loves the program and has been our head coach for a few years. And Steve, again, has a lot of knowledge. So I'm fortunate to have those guys on staff and there all the time. And this would be impossible to do without them.
No doubt, no doubt at all. Okay, Coach, next thing I have for you, what are some of the goals and expectations you have for this squad?
You know, I think we can be really good. I really do. We got a good mix of, you know, the guys that I mentioned, some of our older guys, those two that we're expecting to win a lot. And then we got a lot of other guys, you know, Don Clazy, Nico Sarnik, that those guys, Roman Colangelo, that are older, and Troy McClellan, that can win, we think, a lot. And then we have a bunch of freshmen that competed very, very well. I think the question is, right?
There's some of those freshmen that we need to keep an eye on. I mean, that's like what it is, right? Who's next coming up? You have any of those young guys we need to keep an eye on?
Yeah, I mean, we have Titus Colangelo, who was a really good, did really good on the junior high scene. Mikey Rain. We got Chase Smith, who is Tyler Smith's little brother. Kombucha Coney, another one. Ethan Cartwright, Sound the Seaf. I mean, I'm telling you, we're really excited about our young.
Ooh, you got a nice class coming in. Let's go, Matt.
We're really excited about our young group coming in. And, you know, they've won a lot the last couple of years, have been one of the better teams in the WPIO. One of the, you know, I think the best team in the county or one of the best teams in the county over the last couple of years. But, you know, we also know the schedule we wrestle. We know how good AAA is. There's a lot of factors that go into it. So I can just tell you these guys are going to compete really, really hard.
Yeah.
They're going to compete really hard. They work really hard. And I think overall as a group, we got a nice mix of upperclassmen leadership that can win and some young guys that are really hungry to win and be part of, you know. So I don't know how good we'll be, but I think we can be pretty good and be competitive with a lot of teams.
Okay, Coach, next thing I have, and this is a new question this year. I started it with the college coaches, but I'm sure you guys have some as well. What are some wrestling room games you guys like to play? Dodgeball, kickball, what's your game?
So they started this game, they call it like headbutts last year. I have no idea. Honestly, it's like a, I don't know, maybe a volleyball type of head. And then they was mixed in with dodgeball. I honestly still can't figure it out, but we play that a lot. And then we play a game that, it's called Focker. It's a little bit of soccer, you know, handball, soccer kind of thing. That. You know what I mean? But yeah, this new game is like headbutts. If you get Ty Capusta on and Bear Marion one day, we brought the Hemphill guys in when we were kind of scrimmaging last year at the end of the year, once we was into the postseason.
Yep.
And I warned them the game was like ridiculously didn't make any sense. And they quit right away because they didn't think it was much fun either. So, but somehow they made this game up last year. They like it. You have to get more detail off of them.
I love that. Okay, that'll
be your job moving forward to see if you got to get a Franklin guy on here to figure out more about it.
Yeah, that's going to be a Tuesday show conversation, no doubt about it. Absolutely. I like that. Okay, schedule. You guys go back to Powerade. You guys always traditionally have a really nice schedule. Is that more of the case this year?
Yeah, it is. We start off with the Hampton duels, which it's a nice mix there. It's good for us to get some dual meets in there. So we're looking to get 5 dual meets. We traditionally went to the King of the Mountain. We decided not to go back there this year for a multitude of reasons. But so coming out of there was a great tournament. I love going there. The competition was great. But we're actually going to go down to West Virginia for a tournament down there. It really looks like there's some great teams down there. And I'm excited. We're gonna wrestle 5 duels down there. And where we're at, they come to the Powerade, they go to the Ironman. So the team hosting it, they're going to the Beast. So it's gonna be good. I think a lot of the best teams in West Virginia are gonna be there. And like I said, I think 2 of the teams there are at Powerade or at Ironman. So we're looking forward to it. We kind of added some duels at the beginning of the season because I think that you know, I want to maximize getting as many matches as I can, especially with these young guys coming up. I think it's really important. You know, you get the King of the Mountain, Powerade, our county tournament, and then the Indiana tournament we went to. You know, sometimes if you draw the number one seed at Powerade or the number one seed at King of the Mountain, not that you can't beat those guys, but they're really good. So we decided to go a little bit different route early in the season, get as many dual meets as we can. I think we're going to get some good quality dual meet teams. I just didn't want to go get dual meets where there was, you know, we want to be competitive and have teams we compete with win or lose. And hopefully come out of those first 2 weekends with 10 matches, you know what I mean, before we get into the Powerade and our county tournament. And then we're back at the Indiana tournament, which we really liked last year. I think it's Winter Mayhem.
Nice, nice, nice. Good stuff. Yeah, that was a good tournament last year. Midwinter Mayhem out there at IUP. I like that tournament as well. Okay. Last thing I have for you before we get to the last question. Going throughout the off season, I like to ask this question. What's your secondary sport that isn't wrestling, man? I know wrestling fills up a bunch of your time, fills up a bunch of my time, but you got to have a secondary sport. What is it?
Yeah, for me, it's funny. It's soccer. I
see that on your chest. That's kind of was leading.
Listen, man, I got 3 daughters. My oldest one's 13. I got another daughter's gonna be 11 next week and 8, and you know, so that they're pretty big in the cup soccer, especially my older one, my older 2. So, yeah, it's kind of funny. I don't know anything about soccer, and I kind of watch a lot of it, travel a lot for it with, you know, overall with, I think after a couple weekends here, I mean, I'd probably go away 10, 11 times a year between the two of them, staying in hotels besides wrestling. So it's fun. I'm enjoying it. I'm enjoying their process of them working to get better. And I think it's really cool that they get to see a lot of our guys, the way they train, compete, the way they act. So it's someone for them at a young age to be able to look up and see, you know, the way wrestlers work, the way our wrestlers work. A lot of our alumni that, you know, it's kind of cool for me to be able to, they hear a lot of the conversations we have with our kids. So I can kind of, my, our guys, I tell them that like they guide my daughters in a way that they don't even know at times that are, that's really cool.
Very cool stuff. Very cool stuff indeed. Okay, Coach, anything or anyone else you want to shout out before I leave you go?
You, you're the man. We appreciate, we appreciate you getting us on here, getting a lot out about Franklin Regional, but more important, the WPIL and you know, putting wrestling out there. It's, as we all know, that's what we do. We love it. It's a great sport. But yeah, we appreciate you. You're really good, and it's always good to get on and talk with you. But I think your next guest
buttering me up, my man. I appreciate you.
Maybe I think your next guest. Your next guest coming up, I want to shout out Tark too. He's my, you know, I want to wish him luck and you know, they're, he's doing some great things down at Trinity too.
So. Oh, they got a squad. They got a squad this year. I was just looking down at, man.
They got a squad. I'm trying to get him. You guys tell him we want to wrestle in an assembly down there. I know Trinity, it gets, you know, those guys, they love wrestling down there. I've been telling them, get us a school assembly down there. We want to come down and wrestle. So maybe this will be our chance. You can get it set up for us.
Oh, here we go. Here we go. First call out. I love it. Good.
Yeah,
no,
it's not
so
a call
much.
Off. It's not a call off. They're really good. But I think it would be fun to wrestle. Trinity's a great team. And he tried to get us to come down there to duels. It did.
Yeah, man. It's really cool. Anytime I go down there, I went down there. They had like the Whippeel team tournament down there a few years ago. And it was like, they packed it in that gym.
Yeah.
Packed it into that gym all the way up to the rafters. And it was loud. I really enjoyed it, man. It's a nice,
no, it's awesome. Tark's one of my good buddies. He did try to come down. I know his team's really good. So he tried to get us to come down for a dual meet tournament. But I tell him if we can get an assembly during school, we're coming.
Oh, I love it. I love it. You're the man. Thank you so much for hanging out with me, man. I will see you at you know, some of the tournaments and stuff.
Hey, appreciate you, brother.
Appreciate you. Later.
Thank you. Later.